This week's Cotton Newsline is Three Cuts. All cuts are Keith Minchie, Manager of Science and Environmental Issues for the National Cotton Council. Cut 1, coming in 3, 2, 1.
There's going to be another 2 years for farmers to be able to use up the existing stocks, and then I believe another 2 years for any traces of it showing up in the marketplace. So by 2014 anyway, Temec was no longer going to be available for cotton farmers, although it would have been nice to have a window to transition to other products within that phase-out period.
Cut 2, coming in 3, 2, 1.
The product goes from the West Virginia plant down to a plant in Woodbine, Georgia, where they formulate Temec in its final form. The judge had put an injunction on the West Virginia plant so that they could not produce any of this intermediary until the court case was completed. He had extended the injunction from the beginning of February to March 28 to give the court more time to examine the case. That put Bayer into a high level uncertainty as to how long this court case was going to go. They did an economic analysis of the situation and determined it was not economically feasible to go forward with this plant. Consequently, they will be producing no more Temec.
Cut 3, coming in 3, 2, 1.
Cotton farmers need to be making adjustments as necessary. If they don't have any Temec on hand and need it, they're going to have to do some research and find some alternative products, particularly if they have nematode problems. I think the alternatives are few and more costly, but they're going to have to talk to their crop consultants and come up with an alternative